Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Campbell Campbell.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. You said that very smooth.
Yeah, that's my new persona.
Oh yeah, how's that working out for you?
Good. Yeah. Oh damn, I lost it.
Well, you lost it already. It went downhill very fast.
Yes. It's about as long as I last, like, trying to chat up any member of the opposite sex or the same sex.
Really? Okay.
Like, hey.
Today I learned.
Hey, how you doing?
Game boost.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Yeah, thanks. I'm good. Yeah.
How did you get a girlfriend?
I don't know. I think I tricked her.
That's good.
Or she's into me for my money.
Well, probably you tricked her.
But I have a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. All right, what'd you get up to this week, Kimber?
I think I mentioned it briefly last week, but I started a new job now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
The new job.
Yes.
You're trying to rub it in my face, right?
Yeah. Jeez, you can't even go, I've got too many now.
Oh. Yeah.
I apologize. I feel like I'm a little brain fried.
That's
only because
great for a podcast.
I've been doing one thing. I was at my old job for 8 years. I've been doing thing for 8 years.
Whoa.
And now I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And my job involves me being online a lot and like on Facebook a lot.
Mm.
And I still feel guilty doing it.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah,
weird.
That's yeah. Right. Actually, I know one of the girls who you sort of took over from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny walking past her desk and you'd see her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd be like, what are you doing? What are you watching? What video are you watching? It's so weird.
It's like people from my job will send me like YouTube links. I'm like, watch this. I'm like,
yeah.
But I'm at work. I can't. Yeah. It's
yeah, exactly.
It's weird, but I enjoy it. Enjoy it now.
That's good. It's good.
What did you get up to this week?
Oh, well, did I have an interesting week?
Oh, on to Reddit on
you.
Reddit. What did you bring?
Pretty much. I had a really boring week. Uh-huh. Actually, I was telling you, I did go out to dinner with my friend Adam on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
Does
like,
Adam
hey,
listen to the show?
Hey, I don't know.
I do not want to hear this story anymore. Okay. Now go on.
And he said to me, oh, what have you been up to this week? And I was like,
That's
my job. Well, there's, yeah. It's like, listen to the podcast.
Yeah. You'll find out on Monday.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you know, I think I've been watching a lot of Dota. Cause there's a Dota tournament on.
That's Defense of the Ancient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good work.
That's a game.
But nobody ever calls it that. It's actually more nerdy to say that than just say Dota.
Yeah, obviously, I knew that.
Yeah.
Idiot. But for people that don't know, because, you know, we have a multitude of people listening. We have more people listening than people I know. So presumably someone out there doesn't know, but that's a game. It's a video game, online video game.
Yes.
It's like, it's a computer game.
Yep.
It's all zeros and ones, Nelson.
That's right, technically.
Yep.
Good point, I guess. Anyway.
Massively online.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not an MMORPG, which is what you were going to say.
You literally just talked gibberish.
It is a MOBA, which is multiplayer online battle arena.
My brain is already fried enough.
Well, you brought it up. I was not going to bring this up. I was ready to let it go. And that's
anyway,
where you went.
You were watching a lot of Dota.
Anyway, I was watching a lot of
Defense
Dota.
Defense of the Ancient.
And then he was like, oh yeah, cool. What else to get up to? I was like, oh, well, they had group stages and that went for like 3 days and then they had a 2 day break. And then I was kind of just watching some Netflix and stuff in that time. And then, and then it started again, the main event. So I just watched more Dota and then I realized that was pretty pathetic. That's all I did a week. But, and I also, bought a new game actually, which is amazing. It's called Horizon Zero Dawn.
Uh-huh.
If you're a game man, you're listening.
I am.
Buy that game.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Got it. Love it.
Yeah. What do you love most about it?
Oh, the Zero Dawn is good.
Yeah. Haven't got up to that part yet, actually, so I don't know.
Bit of a noob.
Yeah.
It's a gaming term for people that don't know.
Yeah, you don't. Every time you explain a gaming term, it makes you play less of a gamer.
When you were watching Netflix, did you check out any of Iron Fist?
I did.
What do you think of it?
I think it's probably one of the worst TV shows ever. I think it's so bad that I was like, how did they do this? for one, like, okay, the guy who plays the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
I think he's probably a good actor, mm-hmm. but I don't think he understood the role.
Mm.
Is what every when I watch it and I see him, I'm like, I don't like, think he's you like, understand what.
Oh yeah, I get it. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, actually, that's probably I think my biggest gripe. Uh-huh. Right, is when you, and this is actually a common thing when you like treat the audience like an idiot, kind mm-hmm. of. And part of that, right. I think there should be a golden rule. You know how there's like golden rules like don't cross the shots, which is a little bit more
cross
technical.
The line, yeah,
cross
yeah.
the line, sorry. Or don't end it with you wake up
yeah.
one day. You know, yeah. this is really logical things. I think there should be a rule that you never use flashbacks or the same flashback more yeah. than once. Okay. I reckon in the first two episodes, they use one yeah. flashback when his plane's going down. Mm-hmm. Probably about 7 times.
Yeah.
I reckon. I was like, why are you still showing this?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Nelson, but when he was young, his planes crashed.
Yeah, well, after the 6th time, I understood. It was so bad. I was like, maybe they just needed to flesh out the episodes. I yeah. honestly thought that that must be the reason.
You know what I think it is? Is all of the other series in this Marvel Netflix thing have been 13 episodes.
Yeah.
So, like, when we need to make it 13, we yeah. have 6.
Yeah.
How can we
put a lot of flashbacks yeah. in that? Yeah.
I watched the whole thing, finished it. I didn't mind it. It starts a little slow, and the fight scenes are, like, few and far between. And
yeah.
Like, when you watch Daredevil and then you watch Iron Fist,
yeah,
they're, like, it seems weird that they're by, like, the same company, because Daredevil fight scenes are, like, kind of up here, you know.
Yeah.
I'm putting my hand up real high. and Iron Fist fight scenes are like here. My hand's down lower.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I didn't think it was as... It's on like 10% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I didn't think it was like that bad.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I would probably... I'd maybe give it a tiny... Nah, I don't know. It was bad. Because you know what I relate it to the most, actually? Is Arrow, because
yes, I got that vibe.
For one, it's almost the same story.
Yeah,
some guy gets lost on a trip mm-hmm. with his family, comes back and has to integrate himself with society again with these new cool powers. Essentially,
Wears a lot of green.
Wears a lot of green. That's the golden rule. And so I thought Arrow was pretty bad.
Yeah,
but it's. Comparing the two, it's way, way better. Yeah, that's.
Oh, you really didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah, I did not like it.
You were in a green shirt, just like Danny Rand would.
Yeah, that's why I did it. Arrow respect. I mean, yeah, whatever. Anyway,
I thought it was okay.
Mm.
I thought it was
good.
The
what podcast is this about again?
This is about Reddit.
Well, there was no Reddit post about that. Gambo,
so. There was no Reddit post about Iron Fist.
Not one. I think I had a look all over Reddit. Just
no
trying.
One had an opinion.
I was like, I want to bring this up on the podcast, but it needs to be on Reddit. It wasn't there.
No,
you just did it willy nilly.
I don't think anyone talks about movies on Reddit.
That's true.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen. Anyway,
yep.
Should we get into Reddit?
Oh yeah, the subject of our podcast.
Yep. All right. First on Reddit. It's been a while, so I thought I'd bring up our good friend Elon Musk.
Oh, good, yeah.
Okay. This is by...
It's been a long time.
Hey! That's good. This is by Miguel Arayujuano. I did not mispronounce that. It's exactly how it's spelled. Okay.
Do you have a lot of question marks at the end?
No. The inflection was an accident, but otherwise. okay. Elon Musk launches Neuralink, a venture to merge the human brain with AI.
That can only end in disaster.
Really? Yeah. I haven't...
So I must have been out of it this week. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah. The funny thing was...
We were all over Musk.
This was the first time I'd heard about this. But it sounds really cool. I did read a little bit about this one. Not too much. Because
it's our show.
Yeah.
Don't like to read up on too much.
Exactly. But the idea was that you could put a chip in your head or something like that.
Yep.
And it seemed as though it was more like it would help your brain function as opposed to be like something extra, if that makes sense.
Right.
So, like, so it can help.
Instead of looking at your phone, say, you could do it internally in your head?
No.
Like, they just put a phone in your head?
I think it's just like the idea that. So one thing they said is that you might have better memory. So they think like the idea whole terabyte is of
memory, probably.
That it like stimulates your brain in the correct pattern so that you can remember more, but it's still just information in your brain, but it's just stimulated by. By the way, I could be so wrong. I could be unbelievably wrong, but this is my understanding. This is the
one subject I'm happy to be fact checked on. If you can summarize this for us in a way that we will be able to consume and understand, so at the level of a year eight, you know, eighth grader, send it in.
Yeah,
because did Elon Musk invent Limitless?
Is what I know. Yeah, that's right. No, but one thing it did mention was that it would help with diseases like Parkinson's.
Oh, yeah.
They said it could cure it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. I love the idea of like mixing those two things. And the thing was, it was saying in this article, oh, it's, you know, there's people that if they don't have a healthy brain, they... you know, a little bit hesitant of getting somebody to like cut into it and perform surgery. I was like, really? I'd be happy to do that. If they were just like, if they're struggling for people with healthy brains to like, you know, just test this on, I'd be like, yep, sign me up.
Yeah. I think I would as well, because mine is just for a dumb reason. I just love technology so much that I just be like, yeah, stick it in.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's side effects. No, stick it in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll work it out.
They're probably like, oh, we have to go through a lot of like psychological tests, make sure that you're ready with this.
Stick it in. Yeah.
There's a small chance you could die. Don't care. Like, that's fine. I want to be like the $1 million man.
But then I would definitely like, because obviously it's to, you know, like you said, help brain function and stuff. But there would definitely be someone that would go in, have the surgery, come out, be like, so how do I get on Google? Like, no, that's not really... That's not really what this is. So it's
Google like, Gadget, Google.
So it's what? It's like Alta Vista or
Yahoo?
It's not Bing.
Put a chip in your head. Like, the thing about it does run Bing as its main search engine.
And it's Linux software.
I mean, you can just Bing Google, but I mean, you just have to do that every time. It's kind of annoying.
That would be so annoying. Wouldn't that just be cool, though? The concept of
not being yet.
God, I'm not an idiot. That would be like intentionally giving yourself a virus. That's basically what it would be. No, but the idea that you could just Google something in your head all the time. Yeah. I would go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah. So yeah, it's like they ask the question, you close your eyes, you hear... Oh, no, he's Googling it. He's Binging it.
Yeah. You didn't say I couldn't use my brain, so... Ha! That's how you get past the rules. What do you reckon the coolest integration of technology and a human being could be?
Ooh, probably Bluetooth headset.
Yeah.
They look pretty cool.
They are
pretty You know when people just wear them on their ear all the time? So... They don't have to do that... That's such an annoying action.
It already exists.
From your pocket to your ear. Ugh. Now you can just still get it out of your pocket to answer it. But you just don't have to lift it that extra couple of centimeters to your ear. Okay. And you look pretty cool, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. That's true.
But that's the problem, though. Because if you had it integrated, if it was like in your brain, this Bluetooth thing, then people wouldn't see it anymore. So that's kind of a downer. You wouldn't look as cool.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get... You know how you can get, like, iPhone cases that look like retro cassette tapes? Maybe you can just get things that look like a pretty cool Bluetooth headset.
It's just a piece of plastic.
Look pretty retro and cool. Put your phone on your phone clip, which is next to your pocket.
Yeah, that's
right. You don't want to put it that extra centimeter into your pocket. You can get it from your phone clip and answer it into your headset.
That's true.
I hate it so much.
Okay, so clearly you don't really...
I don't know. The best integration between people and... Oh, gee, I don't know. Do you have one?
No, I was asking.
Okay. You're hoping I would provide the content for this episode.
No, I think superpowers. Like, come on, you could get laser eyes for sure.
Yeah, be like kind of like a cyclops.
Yeah, well, not him, because he was a bit of a wanker.
He was the leader of the X-Men, Nelson.
I know. Full of himself. That's what I reckon. He couldn't, like, open his eyes. What an idiot.
It's a metaphor.
What for?
Like, abortion?
That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, I have no one here.
Do you know that half this podcast is me saying something dumb and you go, that was good?
I know. I do say that a lot.
I appreciate it. It just kind of gratifies me.
This would be terrible if every time I did actually think it was what you said was horrible and not funny, I would just, you know, blatantly said it.
It'd be fine. Like I'd be fine if I said joking. That's quite bad.
Okay. I'm laughing for the listeners.
Yeah.
But no, to keep that up was this not rapport. Funny.
Yeah.
Okay. This one. Okay. There is a potential for the first time ever we might get some complaints after this.
Oh, is it a touchy subject matter?
Yeah.
We often steer clear of those, Nelson.
Yeah, we do. But this one, oh my God. Okay. This is by Wok.
I want someone to make a super
3B3.
Have you tried to pronounce people's names?
Yeah, I don't know. It's too hard. Wok. Well, he's got like a zero, so am I meant to pronounce that as an O? And then there's two threes, am I meant to pronounce those as E's?
I think it's written in Leet.
Then that would
That's a gaming term for people that don't
know. Wokibi would be then his name. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
This person said, they sort of posted an article, I think. It was in America. Homeowner's son shoots, kills three would-be burglars with AR-15. So, I went to this article and I was like, because reading this, I was like, oh my God, that is horrible.
Yeah.
He just killed three people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I clicked on the comments and I look at the article and it is so pro guns.
Yeah.
You like it.
Question. And I think I read or watched something about the story. The burglars were armed with a knife.
Well, I think they were.
For me, it's a real foggy area. It depends. Like that's an insane weapon to have. Right. That's a huge weapon.
Yeah.
But if they were going to do this guy harm and he defended himself.
Yes.
I'm kind of like, well, you know, that's within, they were in his house, whatever. No one should die, obviously.
Yeah.
But, who knows what they would have done to him.
Well.
So it's a real murky.
From what I read, and I maybe misinterpreted it.
Yeah.
But it appeared as though there wasn't going to really be any harm done. Because think about it this way. If you are a burglar and you are in a country that you can get a gun pretty damn easily, why do you go in with a knife unless it's more for threatening and less for actually stabbing?
That's true, but the problem is because they're dead is we don't know that.
Because
the thing is, like, you can get a gun, but it's certainly not. Like, it's not as expensive as it is here, but a gun still costs money. Mm. And if you're robbing houses, I'm going to bet you probably don't have a whole lot of cash.
I think the first thing you get with any money is a gun, though. So,
I don't know. So, to me, I think it's such an insane weapon to have killed three people with. But also, I don't necessarily think that this guy... I mean, I don't know the circumstance, but I don't think this guy is necessarily in the wrong if there's someone in his house robbing him with a weapon to defend himself.
See, I don't agree with that. Because I think that...
No, Nelson, like, on this podcast, we agree with each other.
The reason why Australia in particular has such low homicidal deaths is because in instances like this,
yeah,
let's say burglars armed with knife,
yeah,
no gun exists,
yeah,
the chances are the person just runs away,
yeah,
and nobody dies,
uh-huh,
and maybe their house gets burgled. That's the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. Now have you got three people?
And so you're saying a burgled house killed. Is better than three deaths.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit of a crazy kind of logic.
To be fair, I mean, where's he going to get another TV?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It cost him, you know, $300.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Death cost him nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
think that is, and that is, like, there are statistics, just to back this up, like, yeah, how many fewer deaths there are,
yep,
from guns. And, like, I don't know. I just think...
What do you say about the consequences of action? Like, these guys were breaking the law and they paid the ultimate price, right? They paid with their life.
Yeah.
Do you think that is a deterrent for other people not to do that?
No. In fact, history has told us that's not. Like, that's exactly why having a gun and shooting somebody is not actually a good thing to do, because you just then take somebody's life for actually no gain. You saved that TV. That is literally the argument. It's about taking somebody's life versus your, like, material possessions or something, you know, like, and, you know, the idea of defending himself, again, I just think that if the gun laws were so strict, if there were no guns, then that guy still would have walked away with his life, probably. Because the thing is, if you've got a rifle, right, presumably he's seen these guys break in from whatever point, got the rifle, loaded it, presumably. Yep. Like, he probably wasn't holding on to this thing, which means that theoretically he had the upper hand, right? So if you, like I was saying, so if we were getting burgled now and we saw the burglars before they saw us, there's no way we're sticking around, right? But this guy's like, no, I can shoot and kill these people. Like, that to me is just so messed up. But it is incredibly praised as being like, oh my God, this is why everybody needs guns.
Yeah.
To stop would-be burglars. Yeah. Like, oh my, I just thought that it's a crazy idea. But you could guarantee that, like, gun lobbyists are going nuts over this.
People, and this is true of us as well, we would take the facts that we like that agree with our opinion, and pro-gun people do the same.
Yeah.
They'll be like, ah, but this proves, you know,
yeah,
this guy could have died. And yeah, like, he could have.
Yeah.
But you will ignore all the other facts.
Exactly, yeah.
And the bit, like, I feel all like...
Hundreds of thousands of deaths.
I've kind
of
been trying to play devil's advocate a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do that of, like just re... Because I am... Like, we're both against guns, right?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. We love guns. We shoot them all the time.
All the time.
No, we're both pretty against guns. And I think that Australian gun laws are good. I think that there was a lot of outrage, but then you'll notice, like, no massacres.
Exactly.
like a shockingly few amount of massacres.
Yeah.
For a country that was founded by criminals, shockingly few massacres.
Yeah.
In fact, none since the gun ban.
Well, touchy subject.
Yeah.
But not that long ago, we had a guy who ran into a bunch of people.
Yes.
In the Queen Victorian markets.
Yeah.
Killed a bunch of people in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, like, terrible and tragic for all those people. Now imagine that guy has an automatic rifle.
Mm-hmm.
He would have killed so many more people.
Correct.
It's actually the fact that, not that people can't kill other people, still, you know. Yeah.
And you can still, like, you can still
knife
someone.
It's so much harder
to
kill multiple people.
Oh. And it's not like, I think people have this perception of Australia that there's no guns anywhere. Which is true, because all the police officers have guns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So again, if this guy is killing people, they can shoot his sides at. Like, the last thing you want to do is kill someone.
Yeah.
But if he was causing death ongoing,
you could
still shoot him.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that it is hard as a citizen to get a gun, not impossible. Maybe it's expired, but I think I have my gun license.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it's not impossible. It's just a little more controlled. Yeah, so like I could like technically. Not even like you can have a. My brother used to be on the national shooting team for like clay target shooting. So I grew up around a lot of guns, and I know that guns in a controlled environment like that are fine.
Yeah.
And I also know that it's not easy to do it. You have to be really, you need to have a very controlled environment to keep your gun in. You're registered with the government. Yeah. People know who owns a gun. Yeah. If that gun was a go-off, they could just trace it back to my brother.
Yeah.
Hey, you shot someone. You know, stuff like that. Where in America, it's, you know, over-the-counter kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that that is a good thing.
I think as well, I was going to say,
yeah,
is there is a perception that perhaps in Australia, right, like you sort of mentioned, you know, there might be this misconception, there's no guns in Australia.
Yeah.
The fact is, the people that you would call, like, evil, the bad guys of society, probably have guns.
Yeah.
But, because I can imagine that being used as an argument from somebody in America as an example, saying, oh, well, we can't give up our guns now because everybody has guns, which means the worst people have guns.
Yeah.
No, no, no. The worst people in Australia have guns now, but we still have such a low,
gun death rate. All the like the gangland criminals and stuff, they have guns. One, they paid a lot more money for them.
Yeah, suckers.
Yeah, I got them. And two, like, all of our law enforcement still have guns.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like if they pull out a gun, everyone's like, oh, well, we're fucked. They've got the only guns in Australia.
In New Zealand, do they? I think the police don't have guns. I have a feeling.
I'm going there in a few months. I'll investigate.
Beat up cop. See if he shoots
you. Listeners, hold on. In the start of August, I will tell you whether or not New Zealand cops have guns.
Okay.
I'll go up to them and I'll cause a ruckus and see if they shoot me.
Well, or I think even just going up real close to them and just being like, hey,
you got a gun?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah. Something like that. That'd be good. See what happens.
I got to tell people on the internet if you got a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right. Anyway, that was Reddit on Reddit. I'm glad you played Devil's Advocate because otherwise I think we would have had a much heftier complaint perhaps come through.
Look, lately I've been trying to see both sides of arguments. You know, especially in today's landscape, hearing what you want to hear all the time can be a bad thing, you know. So I try to now, as much as I can, without lying to myself, I try and see other points of view as much as I can. Except for yours, you're an idiot. That's to the listener, not you. All of our listeners.
We agree with each other all the time. But the listeners are idiots.
Yeah.
All right. I guess now that we've insulted the listeners, we should move on.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. Today I Learned. Oh, wait. This is by Gentilus. That one wasn't too bad.
No.
Okay.
You still said it with a upwards inflection.
Yeah. Gentilus? Anyway. Today I Learned that the world championship in Monopoly has been held 14 times. Last time in 2015 and won by Italian Niccolo Falcone. The grand prize was $20,580, which is also the amount of money included in a set of Monopoly.
Hey.
I like that little touch they did there. But this is pretty crazy because I'm presuming they stick to the rules that you get in the box in this championship.
In the world championship?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Just putting it out there.
No, I reckon they're pretty fast and loose.
Yeah.
Buy on your first go round. You don't need to go around the board.
Wait, is that an actual rule?
I don't know.
I thought that was one of the made up ones.
I don't know.
To me is so stupid.
I don't play that rule.
Well, it's a stupid. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's. God. Because the point is, it's about random chance of where you are around the board, but that happens when you roll to start anyway. I don't understand. Anyway.
Can you imagine being at the World Championships of Monopoly and you're the banker? You'd feel pretty cool.
That's true. Do they get like a special berth, or do you think that they nominate one of the players like usually?
Well, like you do when it's your family.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, you're the banker.
Yeah.
Maybe they do that in the World Championships.
Maybe they do that.
The dad
and then,
is the banker.
Obviously, as the banker, you have to try and sneak as much money out as possible.
What do you think, immediately sidestepping, what do you think of like the newer versions of Monopoly with like credit cards and stuff?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I don't know. It's just a money-making scheme to me.
I think part of the charm of Monopoly is your hustle. Like, I hustle pretty bad in Monopoly.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is, I'm going to give away one of my hustles.
Yeah.
It's good because none of my family listen to this.
Yeah, we have talked about Monopoly before. Yeah. There's a chance that you've already said this. But
one of my favorite things to do is someone lands on a property and I'm like, oh, you owe me $200.
Yeah.
And look, I'll be honest, a third of the time they'll just pay you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good one. No, but I think this is an easy way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played the credit card version, but I imagine you type in an amount into a little computer and then you swipe a card and it either deducts or gives you that money,
correct,
right? Yeah. So I think it'd be way easier to steal.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, I need to put $200, passcode $200 I put 3 zeros, swipe the card, array, and nobody sees that again, right? It's just up to the person swiping.
Yeah.
I reckon that would be so easy.
Where's the paper trail? It is. The one I played, the little unit was in the center, so you had to do it in front of everyone. You had to
do that.
So I'd say if they're good Monopoly players, you'd be watching.
No, but see, it's all about, it's like magic, right? You need to distract while you do it.
So what you're saying is do a card trick.
Yeah.
And why are you doing that card trick?
If you have to. If you have to.
Yeah.
Or it's like, all right, guys, let's break for lunch.
You guys go
I'll
first.
I'll just tidy up. Oh, damn, there's no money to tidy up. I don't know. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
Way easier to steal.
Hmm.
I would prefer that version. I actually bought a version called Monopoly Empires.
Mm-hmm.
Have not taken it out of the plastic wrapping.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So I've always
was
wanted
that,
to
did you buy that when
play.
We lived together?
Yes. It's been years.
Yeah, it was ages ago.
Because I always liked the idea of playing board games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think board games are actually totally underrated. They're really fun.
Yeah.
But I've just never really had someone to play it with. Because even when, you know, I bought it when I was living with you, but you can't really play those games like
two
players.
People.
It's not as good. So, I don't know. It was just a massive waste of money. But my point with this tournament, right, is that most championships and stuff like that, there's competitions, not championships. There's strategy involved.
Yeah.
In Monopoly, it is so much based on luck that I think there's very little that your first place winner and the first person that got knocked out, you know, like, has a difference with. Because there is the thing that has been proven that you buy everything and you land on should be your goal straight away.
Yeah.
And that just statistically gives you a better chance. So long as everyone's doing that, you've got exactly the same odds, pretty much.
I think the last time I played Monopoly, it weirdly reflected life in general, which is to say that my parents managed to get property and money fine.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford any property.
Yeah.
And I was constantly broke and I was constantly living day to day.
Yeah.
Which is very much the landscape of where we are now.
Yeah.
Because there was a house, Nelson, down the road, right, that sold for $1.3 million.
What?
Yeah.
So wait, now in this complex?
No. Not in this complex, but in this suburb.
Yeah, right.
And look, it was a pretty nice house, but $1.3 million, I'll never have that much money in my life.
Well, they don't have that much money, though.
Yeah.
They just borrow just to let you know. Not everybody's millionaire.
Interesting. Borrow money, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
And don't pay it back. That's the trick.
And then you just die. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Probably chase your family afterwards, actually. I think that's how that works. Take your property and then,
just kick your corpse a few times.
This is for the money! Anyway.
They're allowed to host your funeral. They pick the celebrant for your funeral. Michael was a real scumbag of a guy, and we're glad he's gone. Didn't pay his debts, is what I hear.
It's in the contracts, yeah. That's good. I like that. What were you going to say? You were talking about something in there.
Oh, just that Monopoly tends to reflect my life, which is I can't get my shit together. And
how about the Game of Life? Have you played that board game? I haven't actually played that before.
I have. It is, what's the word here?
Isn't it like...
Shit.
Yeah. Isn't it like you have to get babies or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Or is
like,
that when you lose? I don't know.
No, well, maybe. In real life, yes. Yeah, you like collect babies as like a token. And like real life, you just spin a big wheel to find out what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, just like real life.
Yeah.
And you chuck babies in the back of your car and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. I've been spinning. I got some really poor spins lately.
Yeah. I relate more with the game in my life of like Guess Who, because I don't remember anyone. So if someone's like, remember James? Like, no, like, he got glasses and red hair. And in my mind, I'm like flipping down panels, being like, oh, James. Yeah. I think it was one of four I can think of.
Yeah. Which is funny because they've told you his name and what he looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone's like, do you know Nelson? I'm like, no. Don't you do a podcast with them? Oh, no. Okay, brown hair. And then flipping down panels. You're one of three in my mind.
That'd be so annoying. You should stop meeting new people.
There's
more things to flip down.
I try.
Yeah.
And then I started a new job, so I met a whole bunch of new people. And they were like coming up to me and being like, hey, I'm glad to meet you. I'm so glad that you work here. And then I'm just like, oh my God. I have enough people.
Anyway, that's pretty funny. My point is that Monopoly is a competition.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous because it's 100% based on chance.
Yeah.
You get $20,000 competition.
Do you think that a game like Monopoly kind of loses its essence and its charm when you do a world championship of it and it's so monitored and it's so...
Yeah.
There's something about taking something that's so kind of... it's kind of lighthearted fun.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it always ends in argument, but still, it is lighthearted fun.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, like, analyzing the hell out of it and making it as strict as possible and putting it under the microscope and people were so serious about their Monopoly. There's something that's just really soul-crushing about that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think it would be a great idea if this Monopoly competition didn't necessarily go by the rules.
Yeah.
And you could do those shady deals with people. Because then you would get, like, the best negotiator, perhaps, is the one that wins, maybe. Yeah. That would be brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way I ever win Monopoly.
Yeah.
Is purely through hustle.
Yeah.
I've never won it because I invested properly.
Idiots invest. That's a rule of life. Maybe that's why we're doing so bad. We're just trying to hustle our way through life.
Maybe we're
really
not...
we should be investing. And...
maybe it turns out we're not hustlers.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. I have another one here.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a quick one, actually. Because I thought it was really funny. It's almost a shower thought sort of thing. Okay. This is by DBO731. Today I learned Johnny Cash's family refused to allow Ring of Fire to be used in an advertisement for hemorrhoid relief. It's so funny. Imagine that conversation. Oh, man. I would have said yes. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's such a good... funny. Anyway.
If you were the estate of someone that had died that had like a legacy,
yeah,
do you think that you'd be precious about it, or do you think you'd just like give me all the money you got and hold us? Because
the thing
is they're like, oh, we don't want to dishonor Johnny's memory.
Yeah,
he doesn't think he's dead.
Well,
make money, man.
For something like this, I wouldn't care.
No,
because it's a joke. Like that's why it's fine. If it was something that was like, I don't know, just like a negative against him, or like he's
right. So like if they put it like that on like an ad for the KKK with like burning crosses and stuff,
something like that. And,
yeah.
Then you'd be like, okay, no, too far. Mm. But for something like this, I'd be like, yeah, sure. Who cares? There'd be a lot of stuff.
You'd be like, look, he probably wouldn't have wanted it, but you know, give me $6 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. You want to advertise with KKK? That is going to cost you.
I will do it. Yeah. It just will cost you.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so I have another real one.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another real one?
Well, I have two. I'm deciding because I didn't decide beforehand. All right, wait, what are we doing for time? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to do... In fact, you know what? I'm going to go to shower thoughts.
Okay.
We've been talking for a really long time, and we're only up to shower thoughts.
Yeah, we talked to Monopoly. I mean, we talked about Monopoly for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Oh, my God. Okay, we're moving on to shower thoughts. Maybe I'll save the others for next week. That's ridiculous. That's I can't believe we've been talking for so long. All right, shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
All right. This is by Noah_21. I'm about to
sneeze. That was really impressed.
Yeah. All right. 2017. Notice how we didn't edit out the sneeze. Okay. 2017, one day, feel as distant as 1917. This startles me. That's pretty
amazing. That's just how time works.
It doesn't startle you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, of course it will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it will feel as long ago as 1817. And so on and so forth.
In 2017, you're going to be like, wow, 2017 was ages ago.
Jeez, I remember 2017.
Yeah.
Iron Fist was disappointing.
Yeah, that's right. It was worse than Arrow. And do you know, you could be alive because you've got an Elon Musk implant.
Yeah.
It's making you live forever.
Got a phone in my head or whatever.
You might be 99%
charged.
Artificial.
like a phone.
Yeah, I like how you just didn't know where I was going, but then heard 99%. Like, charged. That's what he's gonna say.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna do a comedy. He's saying something about percentages.
Yeah, that's so funny.
No, that doesn't sound to me at all. That seems like
really.
I think there's something charming in the idea that in like 40, 50 years' time. Hmm. Like, people will be like, man, that was so dumb in 2017. A couple of them didn't know all this.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
We think we're all that in the bag of potato chips.
Yeah. Well, like, I am. Most people around me are idiots.
I'm all that with, I don't have the potato chips yet.
I wish I had potato chips.
Yeah, that'd be good. Could imagine the crunch on the audio.
Oh,
no, the shower.
So bad. Anyway, I was going to say, funnily enough, I was watching a... video today. You might have seen one of these videos. It's about kids that get like a device or told about something from like only back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Is it one of those react videos?
Sort of. Mm. Yeah, it's sort of react. It's about getting the kids to try and understand what they're looking at.
Yeah, right.
It seems so. To make this easier. The video I was watching today was these kids were given a Walkman, and they were trying to work out what it was.
It's that thing from Guardians of the Galaxy.
How it, you know, how it worked, how you opened it, and then it definitely had cheesy moments.
Yeah.
But there was something kind of, I don't know, like nice about it in the way that, like, society evolves so fast because that wasn't really that old technology.
Yeah.
It's only 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
But, and so that's why I think this, this thing is so interesting when this guy says that 2017 will feel as distant as 1917.
Yeah.
Because time just seems to move so much faster than actual time.
Well, there's a theory about this.
Especially with technology.
You remember as a kid, time like years felt so long, and it's because as you get older, that a year actually takes up less percentage of your life. Like when you're five, a year is like a big chunk of your
life. 1/5 of your life,
exactly.
Yeah,
but when you're like 26, 27, a year is far less of your life, and so time
1/26th or 27th
time tends to feel not as long as it used to.
Yeah, right.
So there's a weird psychological reason that that feels like that.
Okay, that's interesting.
But like, it's weird that they gave him a walk. Give a kid a CD and they won't know what it is.
Yeah, well, the Walkman definitely tripped them up.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, I don't understand. And then, do you know what I found the most amazing? Was they... So, that they first they gave them the Walkman, yeah. No cassette.
Yeah.
And then they told them that it was a music device.
Yeah.
And you needed to put a cassette, and then they give them this cassette, and they try to work out how to put it in.
Yep.
And then they were like, okay, now turn it on.
Uh-huh.
And the kids like couldn't do it. They're like, I don't know. And they didn't have headphones, right? So then the people would later go, you need headphones to listen.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's really stupid. Like, we use headphones today.
Nelson, we use AirPods now.
We use AirPods.
Because they look pretty cool.
Yeah. We use Bluetooth.
Yeah.
But... And I thought that was kind of like a bit lame. I was like, oh, they're kind of setting it up in a bit. But some of the kids found that amazing that you had a device that didn't have inbuilt speakers.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm so ignorant of technology that it's almost like I take that for granted now because, you know, everything has it. And so do kids, I guess, in a way, they just assume that everything should be listening to that. So, yeah, I thought that was like a small, amazing thing.
Do you think in the way that, like, vinyl players are now kind of, they're cool again, right? People have vinyl players, but they're new, like, they're new vinyl players.
Cool.
They're all digital.
Quotation marks.
They've got inbuilt speakers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think there will come a time when there'll be, like, a retro Walkman that does connect wirelessly to Bluetooth, to headphones and stuff like that? Do you think that there's, like, you know how, like, technology isn't cyclical, but it is in the sense of fashion?
Mm.
Like, older things come back. So... lately VCRs are very slowly starting to come back. There's like this cool nostalgia thing, like, oh, I have this on VCR, remember VCR?
I don't think so.
I think
vinyl is a very particular thing in the fact that it has a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why people do it.
But the thing is,
even when you feed it through digitally.
See, I have a digital vinyl player because I'm a cool guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You will know because of my leather jacket.
Yeah, that's why when I walked in, I was like,
probably don't, yeah, probably don't know, but
cool
I,
guy.
I wear a leather jacket in every podcast.
Yeah.
Because I'm a cool guy.
Yeah. Ironically, it's really
no,
hot.
But, okay. So on here all the time. But it doesn't have that classic vinyl sound anymore. It is a digital sound. It does sound different to an MP3, but the warm vinyl sound.
Yeah.
Doesn't you need a
there's
preamp?
No, there's
you need
no
a, you know,
crackling.
Yeah,
I think is what
there
it does.
There is, but it's just amplified through your digital speakers.
Right. Okay.
Anyway,
I honestly
think
is,
it's like an
I think that
thing.
They do sound differently. Right. It's like when you watch film versus digital.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there'll be a certain percentage of people that just prefer watching 30mm print because they like the like little effects.
They like
stuff.
The imperfections.
The imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, when Queen did Bohemian Rhapsody in this song, there's like little imperfections, and I was listening to some guy talking about it, and he was like, that's what makes it so great. Mm. Anyway, that's another story for another time.
Whole other topic. Did you see the video of a real life Bohemian Rhapsody being played out?
No.
I'll just privately in our own lives, I'll link it to you. It's very good.
Okay, thanks.
It's by Corridor Digital. Because obviously Bohemian Rhapsody has a story.
We'll put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, maybe.
How about that?
Yeah, but because Bohemian Rhapsody has a story, they've reenacted this story, but they're speaking the words from Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good idea.
Clever.
Anyway, I was going to talk about something else, and
we just
got off topic. So
that's right.
Let's move on.
Episode's running pretty short. So.
Yeah, well, that's true. So we'll need to pad some more. Okay, I have another one. This is a quick one.
Mm-hmm.
This is by Rodriguez Nathaniel. Someone laughing after they have finished crying is the human equivalent of a rainbow. It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
It's a nice one.
It's the opposite to something that we always find really funny.
Yeah.
Which is laughter that turns into crying.
Yeah. Okay, I have another one. This is by Sam.
No, that's it, okay.
It was a quick one.
I'm good for it, yeah.
It's a shell thought. We do quick shell thoughts.
Okay, yeah.
God.
Snappy.
I'm the one that does the material, okay? You don't judge me. Okay, this is by Sarcasm Overseer.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up thinking, April Fools, don't believe in everything you read on the internet. But then realized, how is that any different from any other day of the year?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
a lesson
can
for
I
you.
Say,
pretend like it's April Fools every day.
Yeah. Can I say, I hate April Fools so much.
Did you have a bad experience this year? Or in other previous years?
Yeah, the bad experience in the fact that, like, why do people fall for any of this stuff? Like, for instance, I got tagged in one,
mm-hmm.
Which was a news report saying they've announced a sequel to Rogue One.
Right.
And spoilers for people that haven't seen Rogue One, but obviously they all die at the end.
Yeah.
And this guy tagged me. He's like, man, what the hell? I'm like, dude, just check the date.
Yeah.
It's obviously fake. Yeah. And it's just so annoying. Like, yeah. Every company feels like, oh, I need to do a funny little thing.
Well, I think that's why, I don't know. I don't mind it, but I think that it's about which ones that, for example, this is why I find it really trippy. I heard on April 1st
mm-hmm.
that Rick and Morty season 3 came out. And
see,
I was like,
genuinely good one.
I don't know whether to believe this or not.
But my favorite thing about that is not only did they release Rick and Morty, right? Is they played it on loop for 12 hours straight.
Right, yeah.
So if you turned on to Comedy Central, none of their programming was on. It was the same episode of Rick and Morty playing over and over and over again.
Really?
Just, yeah. It streamed all day.
Yeah.
So not only did they release it, but they like released it several times over. It was all over the internet.
Yeah.
Like, you could not get away from it. Because obviously everyone kept wondering, when is Rick and Morty season 3 coming?
Exactly.
So just out of nowhere, they released the first episode and then repeated it and repeated it and repeated it.
That's right.
See, to me, that is funny.
But that's why I was so confused, because I was like, I don't know if this is real or not. I don't know. That's actually kind of what I like about April Fools in a way, even though it's sort of a bit annoying. It's like, okay, something that could genuinely be true.
Yeah.
I need to do more research than I would on a normal day.
Yeah, right.
just to
but
find
see,
out.
Some of those, I think, don't work. I read an article on a website, and it said, Robert Downey Jr. says that the next Avengers Infinity War will be his last one. Duh, gotcha. I'm like, but that could be true. Like,
yeah.
That's not that unbelievable.
Possibly, yeah.
He's been doing it for, like, that would be 10 years
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
Like, that's not so unbelievable. Like, oh, what an idiot, I believe that.
No,
and in fact, that's like, in several months' time, they might be like, oh, that's actually, no, seriously, though. Infinity War will be his last film.
Yeah. Damn it, it's April 1st again.
Yeah. It'd be like Robert Downey Jr. is going to play Batman now. That would be something you're like, wait, that doesn't sound right.
But yeah, I don't know. That's kind of why I like some of these things, though. Because some of them can be just so vague that it's like, yeah, I guess it could be true. And even if it does, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I like about April Fool's Day. It keeps you on your toes.
Well, we have a disagreement, Nelson, because I think it's dumb.
April Fools, I was just joking about liking April Fools.
Oh, you bloody got me.
I don't know. Do you know what I don't get in April Fools?
What?
Is how people tried to make up rules around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like, you can't make an April Fool joke
after
midday. That's just not a thing.
No.
It's just like people obviously hating April Fools like yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, well, I guess the latest we could go is midday. I'll wake up at 11:59.
That's true. Yeah. People are just like, fine, you're going to have stupid April Fools from midnight till midday. You get 12 hours, most of which I will be asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Or at work, and don't do it at work because that's a serious place. That's what I reckon.
Then IKEA's like, nah, we're going to pretend we're doing FlyKia, which is our airline. That's something they actually
did. They really do?
Yeah.
See, sometimes I don't mind that. Commercial April Fool's jokes.
Yeah.
Do you know what Dota did? Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
When you, I'm gonna make this easy. When you hit a creep, and you kill it came up with a little. When you hit like a little monster, and you kill it, it used to come up with an exclamation mark.
Uh-huh.
They changed it to a question mark.
Well, there was Google Maps.
It's not worth the even the minuscule amount of programming that it would take to do that was not worth it.
Google Maps changed their normal map to Miss Pac-Man. So I guess they got us.
Yeah, get us good.
Joke's on us, I guess.
All right, Camper, we need to move on this. Okay. Episode's going for so long. All right, It's time for Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
Actually, I think I've made up a little bit of time. We're still going to get
you
for a
shotgun
while.
Through this.
Okay.
For people that don't know, I answered them all very long winded and Nelson edited them all out.
Oh, yeah. You've heard only 10% of Cambridge today.
Yeah. All right. And the third guy that's here, you won't hear him at all.
Yeah. Because he's an idiot. Yeah, I said that to you. Shut up. Stop talking. I'm going to edit this out anyway.
Ha. Oh, he's left now.
Again. this is by Pushing Daisies 21. Uh-huh. What's the pettiest reason you won't date someone?
Ooh, pettiest.
I thought I'd go for the classic.
I was going to say smoking, but I've dated a smoker.
Okay.
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
I liked her, so I guess that was fine. Yeah,
that's right.
The pettiest
There's
reason.
Little excuses you make for yourself.
Bad grammar, maybe?
Oh my god, I wrote down... Look at this. You can't... poor grammar. I wrote it down as one of my...
Did
I almost just... Oh no, never mind. That was one of my reasons. Oh, really? I was like, I think that could be a reason that I don't want to, date somebody.
Yeah, there's something about poor grammar, which is funny because sometimes I have poor grammar.
Oh, same here. Yeah, I know. I think it actually, it's not just poor grammar. It has to be pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if they don't know the differences between
your and your
theirs,
yeah,
then yeah. But I will accept not knowing the difference between affect and effect.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay, I understand. One's a little bit trickier.
It has no effect on you.
No, it has no effect. Nah, never mind.
That joke's not worth it.
Yeah. But I feel like another one, classic one that I bring up, eating peas at one at a time.
No, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
so odor would be one.
Odor? Okay.
Yep. If they had a problem with my odor...
By the way, you know the peas thing was from Seinfeld, right? Nah, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Went over your head, didn't it?
I did know that.
It looked like it went over your head.
Yeah, no, I did.
I was just... Okay, cool. Yeah.
I am, as I've discovered...
You haven't...
I used to think I was a pretty Seinfeld, big right? Seinfeld fan.
Yeah.
And it turns out I'm not.
Right.
Because occasionally I'm like, oh, yeah, I love Seinfeld. I've seen a lot of them. And then people will mention stuff. I'm like, nah, that's...
Yeah. Or you just go, nah, peas thing is fine.
Yeah.
She eats her peas one at a time. You can even imagine Jerry Seinfeld saying that, right?
I can, because of that impression.
Yeah, that was spot on. But yeah, you need to get into Seinfeld more, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
The other thing I was going to say,
sort
of around the poor grammar thing, is a lack of common sense in general.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I have experienced with a girlfriend before.
Yeah.
Just, I don't have a good example, but I remember one day we were having a conversation. She just didn't get something really simple, and I was like, oh my god, this is actually affecting how I feel about you right now. Like, it's not that she was a dumb person,
yeah,
but just lacked that common sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know, anyway.
But a lack of common sense, do you think that is petty? I don't know if that's that petty, because that is just incompatibility.
I think it's petty if you go by the argument there is no such thing as common sense. But I hate that saying.
There is no such thing as common sense in the same vein that gravity is just a theory.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I actually hate, right, this is a pet peeve, I don't know, that in the court of law, common sense doesn't stand up.
Yeah.
Based on that argument, no such thing as common sense. But this kills me, because I'm like, no, it's common sense. It's like, if, especially in court, right, and you've got a jury, you say, okay, if the majority of you find this is normal
as
sense,
don't get
then
hit
that
by a
would
car.
Be common, and therefore you can be ruled against, you know. It actually,
I guess the argument though, because I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
At what point is something common?
There's like, no, like how many people need to be...
You need to define that.
Yeah, that's right. But that's why I think literally with a jury you can do it, because that's the
idea. 9 out of 10?
The jury, yeah, that the jury does. Well, I sort of think that even if you have 6 out of 10,
yeah,
that's common. 5 out of 5? No, that's not common sense. 6 out of 10, that is, to me. That's anyway, that's what I think we should do with our justice system. Write in. What do you think?
Yeah. Free all drugs. Why not?
Yeah.
We're not against it.
Exactly. All right. I have another one here, Kembo.
Mm-hmm.
This is by Evan2621. In 90 seconds, your city will be destroyed by a nuclear bomb. However, everything that you touch between now and the blast is saved. What do you touch and why?
Oh, okay. Well, we're in a cupboard.
I know.
So probably most of the stuff in here. Which means you.
Let's save
you.
Yes!
Yeah. And not the other guy. He left.
Yeah. Suck it, Jeff.
I guess if it was 90 seconds, a minute and a half.
It's not long.
The good thing is, after this explosion goes off and the new world is settled,
yeah,
we can just ride on doing this podcast again. Because
yeah,
I'll just grab everything in here.
Exactly. The microphone's fine.
Yep, my laptop, the on-air sign.
We would be the only podcast in Melbourne.
Yeah. Suck it, Nerdist.
Based from Melbourne. They would still exist because other it's Australian. In the city.
Suck it, Hamish and Andy.
Yeah, got him. I'm thinking very logically about this.
Okay.
Because if we're a team, right? Mm. We're doing this together.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd be like, okay, we want the house to survive
because
we need somewhere to like say.
Right.
So I don't know the rules, okay? Yeah. I didn't make them up. But I imagine you might need to touch like every surface. Like if you touch one wall, nuclear bomb goes off, just that wall is standing.
Right, okay.
That's how I feel it would go. Uh-huh. So I think we'd like a really quick like, all right, touch as much of the house as you can.
Right.
On the way.
Wait, do you have to be touching it at the time? Or can you just go
past
it?
No, you can just go past and touch it.
Oh, yeah, I'll go nuts.
I think, wait, what is that?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Everything that you touch between now and the blast.
Gotcha.
Is saved.
I'd go nuts.
Yeah, so
we'd run around like a maniac.
Split up, run around, but, touch the roof, like everything. And then.
Car.
Car, be good.
Yep.
Need a. Just in case we want to drive around to the shops that don't exist anymore.
Yep. There's one across the road. I reckon I can make it.
Oh, yeah, actually, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Because we do need supplies.
But then, do I have to touch everything in the shop?
Yeah, I think you would.
That's going to take a long time. If I could just run and tag the shop and run back, we'd be fine.
Go to the lolly section first.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. And the cigarette
and
section.
The alcohol. They sell alcohol at that supermarket. True. Yeah. Oh, we're fine. Okay. All right. That's good. All right. So we'd split up.
Yeah.
I'd maybe do the house. You do the thing.
Okay. So when I touch you.
Yeah.
So say it's me, right? I've got this gift.
Yeah.
When I touch you, does that gift transfer to you? Everything you touch, does that then...
Because then when you run into the supermarket, you're like, I have no time to explain. I'm just going to touch everybody in the store. Touch as much stuff as you can.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love that. Actually, isolation. People would be like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, stop talking and just touch them.
I'm wasting valuable time. Explaining what's happening. You're going to try. Stop touching everything. Running down the aisles, you're like hitting things like...
Yeah, I don't think that could work. But also, this is what I'd do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I...
Could you touch a hose, spray things?
What?
Could you touch a hose and then spray water everywhere?
Oh. Or just keep your thumb over the end of it.
Yes, I mean. Yeah. Like on the way out, you're touching that water.
That's pretty good.
Spray down the house.
Okay. I'm liking where you're going with this. It sucks for your TV though.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't do it on electronics. That's a good one, actually. And then you could just touch the water in the toilet bowl and flush. Like an entire sewer system.
Yeah, I touch the water and the toilet bowl's a bit gross.
Yeah, that is a bit gross. Well, you put water in a glass and then pour that into the toilet and then flush.
Mm.
And then you've got the whole sewer system. I don't know where I was going
I've
with that.
Got it all.
I think maybe
You've got one house and the entire sewer system and a shop.
I mean, what do you want to poo in the ground?
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't you go to a sewer plant that is now dysfunctional?
Don't know. But then, if the water touches
every part. That's a rabbit hole. It's a real rabbit hole.
Well, in saying that as well, could I touch like the wires mm-hmm. in the house, keep the electricity? Which, yes.
Don't touch wires, mate. You'd get electrocuted.
Well, I'd turn the power off first, obviously.
Yeah, clever.
Not an idiot. And then, and specifically, the internet connection.
Right, yeah, of course. Don't touch the NBN box.
Exactly.
Hug it.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything else.
I wouldn't need anything. I know these are the rules, but really, that's
we touched the microphones, the laptop, and the on-air sign, and then just we both run to the NBN box and hug it.
Yeah. And then I guess we just start another episode.
And probably my phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. All right. Well, that was last night.
Yeah, that got real weird.
Show's almost over already. Can you believe it? Okay. Now it's
if
time
you're
for...
still listening at this point, thank you.
Thank you.
And next week will be better.
Do you know, it's not even one of our longest steps. I mean, we still got a bit more to go, yeah. So don't get me wrong. Could definitely well be. But it's only like an hour and 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
Anyway. Okay. Now it's time for Ask Me Anything, where listeners, just like you, can write in. Well, you could if you wanted to.
It's true.
You would do you listen.
Would you answer? I don't.
That's why this podcast is so hard.
Yeah. Would you answer my question if I wrote in?
Yeah.
Maybe I will, Nelson. Maybe I will. Mm. What's your favorite thing about Michael?
Yeah. You don't want to hit. All right. So we have some questions. Mm-hmm. You can go first. You can go. You can go.
Okay. Well, following on from last week.
Mm-hmm.
We were what I believe was led into a trap by one of our listeners, Vin.
Which, by the way, I didn't like super agree to.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Now, see, you got to dive headfirst.
We do know there's an escape. We do know there's an escape, right? Which is just to pretend that Vin.
He just never emailed.
Terrible accident. He's in a coma.
Yeah,
I've got the story lined up. Don't you worry.
But if you hear it, it probably did happen. We didn't make it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, for those that didn't listen last week, first of all, how dare you? And second of all, Vin asked us a question that we could answer on the proviso that we then definitely have to answer his follow-up questions. So he said,
he's going to ask three in total. So this is the second.
He said, hi guys, thanks for agreeing, in quotation marks, to answering my questions. This is question two of three. At this point, I want to state, do not like where this is heading.
Yeah.
But he says, this is his question. If you can swap bodies with any male, who would you choose? Once again, love the podcast. Guys, Vin, sent from my Samsung Galaxy smartphone.
Hmm.
It's weird that he added that.
Yeah, that is weird.
Because then beneath that it says sent from my iPhone. So he definitely added that.
Do you know, I read, it was a shower thought, and somebody said, I have never wanted somebody to know that I'm sending an email from my iPhone.
It's like a weird brag, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll just let you know. Sent from my iPhone. Exactly. So I do have one of those.
Although, actually, I think there was another comment that said, if you can't be bothered with your grammar and you're on a computer, you just put sent from my iPhone.
Anyway, if you could swap bodies with any male, who would you choose, Nelson?
Okay. This is where I'm going with this one.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's just presume, there's like Genie comes out of a bottle and says this exact thing.
Yep. He says, hi guys, thanks for agreeing to answering my questions. He says all of that?
What?
He says he loves the podcast.
Yeah, and he says...
And sent from my Samsung Galaxy smartphone.
He says, I can transfer you into another male's body.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, okay. any from what time period? Any time period? And he says, sure, no worries.
Okay. This question, but okay, okay.
And then, but it wasn't not. So there we go.
Ha!
And then I say, okay, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would know on the spot whether Jesus exists or not.
Mm. Because then you would be crucified at 32.
Well, no, I would know that would happen, obviously.
Oh,
so I'd run away.
Mm.
But then I would know. And I'd be like, ha, it was all a lie. Or maybe it's true.
Yeah. Then
I'd have superpowers.
Face. Question is, can you?
No, I'd have superpowers, Cambo. That is the payoff.
You could turn water into wine.
That best.
You could be
post
part of the Justice
ever.
League.
I could walk on water. How are we going to stop
the Joker? I could turn all his water into wine. Turn his fish into bread.
Jesus, you always wanted to try to turn his fish into bread.
He does...
Oh, sorry, Bible studies, Nelson. I'm not an expert, but he definitely doesn't turn, what did you say, fish into bread.
He did something with bread.
Yeah, he creates, I can't remember from what, but it's like inedible things.
Mm-hmm. Fish.
Or he creates more of fish and bread or something.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that would be real good on the Justice League.
That's true.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, Jesus, stop trying to turn water into
bread. Oh, how are we going to stop Lex Luthor? I could cure his leprosy.
You would.
Jesus, we're. No, we want to.
And then he does it, and then Lex Luthor's really nice, and he's like, oh, that did work.
Guys, and now go with me here. What if we forgive his sins?
No, Jesus.
I'm just saying.
For God's sake.
Hey!
No, I think that. He would be the villain, actually.
Jesus,
like, oh no, Jesus is trying to turn water into wine again. The world
the
would
whole
be doomed.
City's water supply exactly. Into wine.
Exactly, that would be the problem. And by the way,
yeah,
easy escape to get away from the Romans. Run into the middle of the ocean.
What are they going to do? True. Yeah.
Nothing.
In many ways, he'd replace Aquaman.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Except he gives fish. People to eat, so he's not really friends with the fish, I guess.
Turns them into loaves or something.
Maybe he turns loaves of bread into fish and puts them in the water.
That's true. Throws loaves of bread at people, but in transit, in midair, turns into a fish. Then they're slapped by a fish. What are you going to do about that?
Nothing. I love how
nothing,
he
mate.
Definitely hasn't turned bread into fish, but that's where we've got.
I think he has.
Anyway.
Right in.
So, Gambo, who would you?
I know, Ryan Reynolds.
Good follow up.
Yep.
Really. Ryan Reynolds, eh?
Yeah.
Doesn't beat superpowers.
Unless being handsome is a superpower. It isn't.
It's not. Yeah, anyone real? I don't know.
Yeah.
I did the same for Santa Claus. I want to be Santa Claus. I didn't turn into him.
So
you mean it's been my parents this whole time?
So you would use this opportunity to out fraudsters.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
What if you'd be like, Top Buddies with Jack the Ripper, and they'd be like, oh, that's who he was.
I know. And I could tell everybody. But I wouldn't, because then I'd get caught.
Yeah, that's true. Can you swap back is what I want to know.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, because if you got stuck in the body of Jesus, you're in the worst time ever.
That's true. That's funny. Okay. No, I was going to say another one, actually, a real one.
Yeah.
Could be, like, Kim Jong-un or Ill or whatever we're up to now.
So you transform in his body, go out into the balcony, be like, just kidding, guys, I'm not Supreme Leader, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, and then I'd just be like,
all the death camps, shut them down.
Just ignore everything that I've said for the past while.
Me and my dad and probably his dad. I don't know much about the history of...
Yes,
my country.
And I know I'm speaking English right now. So
can you guys translate this? And don't not translate this into something, because I won't know.
Exactly. You better be saying exactly what I'm saying. Otherwise, I'll kill you. But not really, because I'm over that anymore. Anyway,
it's definitely me, King Jong-un. Okay. Sorry, I took the phone off you.
Yeah.
Idiot. Took the emails off you, Nelson.
All right. I have another one here. It's from Natalie. Did you close it?
Yeah, you closed it.
If you just open it again, mate. It's at the bottom.
There you go.
There we go.
I closed that one too, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Notice we didn't edit that out.
Question. Yeah. Okay. This is from Natalie. The question is, this is pretty deep. Just so you get into the mood.
My answer might be Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. No, actually, it can't be. You can have one of the... I know, now you're going to do it just to spite me. You can have one of the following two things. Mm-hmm. Trust or love. Mm-hmm. Which one do you choose? And why? I added that last bit.
So,
trust or love. This is really intense.
So,
do you know, I thought we spoke about this already for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. Look, we probably have because we've talked about Monopoly a shocking amount for a podcast. So maybe we have.
And Elon Musk. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Okay, so presumably in this universe, say I choose love.
Yes.
Yeah, got a wife. Bloody love it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also I'm like, oh, but then again, she probably cheats on me all the time.
Yeah, I don't know whether maybe you just become a really paranoid person if you don't have trust.
Is it that no one is trustworthy or do I just not trust people?
Okay. I'm going to change this.
Mm-hmm.
It is...
Sorry, Natalie.
It is... It was a shit question. Just joking. Thanks for adding in. If anybody else wants to, I promise I won't be mean to you. Okay. If you choose trust,
yep.
People can never be untrustworthy to you.
Uh-huh.
But... you will never find love from a partner. Yeah. So you can still have love from a family. Just never a partner.
Yeah. Interesting.
But people... yeah.
No, see, I think you've changed that to make it too easy, though.
Really?
Because I probably would choose that because the thing is you can fill the void of love with heaps and heaps of money.
That's true. Yeah. And so you're thinking about exploiting the trust to get money?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Hey, trust me with all your money. Because I don't have to be trustworthy.
See, that could be... That's how it could work.
Yeah, yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because then, a shallow marriage based on money, obviously fine.
You could just keep doing it as well, couldn't you?
Yeah. Everyone's like, well, I guess everyone's trustworthy.
Last time I gave you money... you went and spent it all. Yeah, but I promise I won't do it this time.
Well, I do trust you in this world that we live in.
Yeah.
Here's all my money again.
Unknown reason.
But don't know how I feel about you.
Yeah.
Certainly don't love you. I know that much for sure.
Yeah.
Look, realistically, probably love.
Mm.
Because I'm a sentimental guy in a cool leather jacket.
I don't even know if I would choose love, actually. I don't know. I think... maybe I would.
Because I think that love means, like, all-encompassing love. So stuff like your family and your friends. Oh, yeah, but I don't trust my family now.
Okay.
Probably plan to stab me in the back or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep giving them all my money because I trust them.
I know, Camber, you're stuck in this world.
Yeah, I'm going to say love.
Mm.
Go trust, so we're opposite.
Say trust.
Ah, how would we ever get along? We're a bloody odd couple. We
just make a TV show about it. Or a podcast.
Call it The Big Bang Theory. That's a good show.
Yeah, that is.
You've seen that show? It's real funny.
I know. You actually hate that show so much. And I don't hate it. It's not the worst show I've seen.
Bloody love it.
Iron Fist is worse than The Big Bang Theory. I'm going there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I think. Right. And you will agree.
Boom.
No, wait, you won't agree because that's good.
I forgot what our dynamic is.
All right.
My brain is fried now.
Anyway,
lucky
we're at the end of the episode.
How long have we been going? This is something
an hour
I could do
20 minutes
in our personal time, but yeah. I totally have a gift for you.
Okay.
I have a pair of shoes for you, Nelson.
Oh, yeah, shoes. Yeah.
So people that don't know, we entered a film competition, and weirdly, for some reason, I'm not complaining, it's lovely, but they gave us some shoes.
Yeah.
That was several
there was
months
like
ago.
A sponsor that was a shoe company.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened.
So there you go, bloody a live unboxing
Thank
of
you.
Nelson's
Can
shoes.
Can I just say,
yeah.
I have been really wanting these shoes because I have only like two pairs of shoes, really. I have like runners.
Yeah.
I have work shoes.
Yeah.
And I have like some casual shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the casual shoes are really dirty and grimy. The laces are breaking. Like, one lace is really short and it's hard to tie the shoelace. But I'm like, no, I'm getting new shoes soon. I can just wait. I can wait it out.
Well, there you bloody go, mate.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. For the people that can't see us, which is everyone,
yeah,
Nelson got a pair of Converse.
Thanks.
Lovely pair of Converse.
This was a weird thing to put on the podcast.
Yeah. I just because I would forget because it was literally right behind
okay.
me.
Okay.
So what I'm doing
maybe
here,
I'll put a photo on Facebook of the shoes to make it more relevant.
No one is interested.
What if everybody wants to know what the shoes look like?
What I'm doing on people's time is taking care of my own personal business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we can let you get back to your personal time.
I'm too tired to even stop you doing your famous catchphrase.
Good. If you would like to write into us, we'd love to us. We would love to hear from you and trust to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there?
No,
I don't know.
I get it.
You can write in to us at Reddit Podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T Podcast at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also reach us on Facebook and at Twitter, Reddit Podcast,
R-E-A-D-I-T. We're on Twitter a lot, so hit us up on Twitter.
Oh, mate, always on Twitter. If one day we just had like 10,000 followers on Twitter, we would have no idea.
Yeah, true. Maybe we
no one, we didn't never check this. In fact, we've probably got plenty of questions.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, hey, tweet us a question.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll read you later.